You're listening to K-Hum, and right now I am very pleased to have Kamashi Washington on the phone. He has a show coming up on Friday on over at the Van Duzer Theater. It's a 46 general admission, $10 for HSU students. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Sweet. I'm excited for you to come coming up on Friday. That'll be awesome. You
Yeah,
are
me too, me too.
a superb saxophonist, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
I saw that the New York Times compared you to Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I saw that.
That must have been pretty flattering, right?
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, to be put in that same category is, you know, one of those things that's hard to even imagine.
I feel you, I guess. But nobody's ever compared me to Wynton Marsalis, that's for sure. But yeah, I sometimes aspire to play trumpet, but not that great. But
Oh, nice. Okay.
yeah, it's right on. How long have you been playing? You've been playing saxophone for a super long time.
Yeah, like now it's 23 years.
What attracted you to picking up that instrument in particular?
Well, my dad's a saxophone player.
I know that you both your parents were musical and that they were educators, but I didn't know that your dad's a saxophone player. That's neat.
Yeah, my dad's a saxophone player. My mom's a flute player. So, you know, woodwinds are in my genes. And when I really got into jazz, I really got into Wayne Shorter, and the saxophone was just an instrument that kind of spoke to me. So it was like, I don't know, it was one of those things. It was a very kind of natural progression. Because I started off on drums. Then I switched to piano, then I was playing clarinet. And while I was playing clarinet, I really wanted to switch to saxophone. And my dad actually wouldn't let me because he wanted me to like learn clarinet first. And so one day he left the saxophone out and I just grabbed it. Learned how to play this Wayne Shorter song called Sleepin' That to Sleep On. And I was like, man, it's too late. I already learned how to play saxophone.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
are you gonna be playing a lot of stuff off your album, the Epic, at the show on Friday? Are you gonna be
Yeah,
playing some other
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, we play something epic, but, you know, we play it just every time, so it's kind of a mystery as to how we'll play it, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're
So
definitely playing that.
awesome. It's you change it around and just kind of jam every single time, or?
Yeah, we flip it up and we change it and, you know, have fun with it. Find out always, you know, trying to find all the different possibilities.
Now, you've collaborated with many different people on many different things, but this is like your first official full solo album, isn't it?
Yeah. First time I've really been out there doing my own thing. I've always been playing for someone or with someone, or you know, just kind of using my talent to help someone else. It's the first time I'm really like pushing myself.
How is that different than collab? I mean, you've collaborated with some pretty big names, but how is that different, like kind of running the show yourself?
Well, I mean, it's definitely more work because you're kind of like behind the scenes and in the front of the scenes, you know. So it's, but it's a bit more gratifying. I mean, because in the end, you're realizing your own vision. I mean, it's fun, you know, helping someone else realize their vision, and like just playing music is a very, this is a fun thing. I love playing music, and I love playing music with other people, and just working with them. But it's like a different thing. It's almost like difference between like, you know, babysitting your brother's kids and like hanging out with your own kids.
I feel you. That's awesome. So you studied ethnomusicology over at UCLA.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a real fun major.
So for
I
those
like
that aren't familiar with ethnomusicology, can you explain a little bit about it?
ethnomusicology is like the study of music from around the world. So it's like musicology, but from different ethnicities. I mean, I chose that because I wanted to, you know, I wanted my educational experience to be one that I was learning things that I wouldn't necessarily learn on my own. And ethnomusicology, I was exposed to music from, you know, parts of the world that I wasn't even, that weren't even on my radar, like, you know, Indonesia, like, you know, northern India, you know, Zimbabwe, places that I just, you know, it would have been a stretch for me to just decide to go study the music from one of those countries, you know.
Do you feel like that comes? Cool. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you feel like that comes through in your music?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's. I try to keep expanding my mind, and it made me kind of like take my travels a little more personally. So I always try to like figure out what the music is, you know, that's happening wherever I'm going. And all those different styles and different approaches and even just different mentalities of music have affected my own approach to music.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Are you going to put out another album sometime soon?
Yeah. I'm working on an album now. I mean, I had some time off in May, and I started working on an album, and now I'm home for a little while. Well, at least I'm in California for a little while. I'm working on some new stuff as well.
And you live in L.A., right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Right on. Well, we're excited to have you here coming up this Friday. So.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there. You know, I've never been.
Have you ever been to Humble? You've never been to Humble?
Nah.
Oh, man, you're in for a treat. Have you ever seen the Redwoods before?
I haven't seen the Redwoods.
Oh, man, you gotta like, leave early and, like, have some time to go out and explore a little bit around here. It's beautiful.
I'm definitely going to do it.
It's completely different
so if I'm
than
right
L.A.
For the show,
what?
Come find me in the Redwoods.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking a second to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Thank you.
All right, cool. I hope the rest of your day is awesome.
Oh, yeah. You too.
All right, cool. Catch you later.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put on a track from Kamashi Washington to kind of, you know, get you a little bit excited about the about the show coming up on Friday. So right now, here is Kamashi Washington with The Rhythm Changes. You're listening to KM.